Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them bright fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Where did you get that dress? Awful, and those shoes and that coat. Jeez.
Look at you. Why don't you do something with your life? Sit around here all day. You contribute nothing to society. You're just taking up space. How could I be with someone like you and respect myself?
Greetings and cheers and go to hell. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Place of Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a few hundred miles away to my right, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, all you losers out there. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios in Redneckville, Arkansas. What's up, Matt?
Oh, not much. Kind of a miserable day up here in the great Midwest, but we're coping. We'll adapt and overcome, and how's things down in your Redneckville of the woods?
Pretty glorious day, actually.
Really?
As it turns out. It's sunny, very, very pretty, comfortable day. One of the great comebacks of all time by the Razorbacks today. Things are looking good down here. Not a lot to be hating on.
Well, that's good. So all hate for you, and I'm sure your day probably wasn't all that glorious. It could have been better. There's things you could have done, but you know you didn't do them. So I win.
Okay then, but I doubt it because you're just the miserable old man sitting in the window, yelling at the clouds. You know, John McCain-esque. Shaking your fist as people walk by. Get off my lawn!
I'll tell you what, I had to work at the beer mine today for a little bit, and it's like 50 degrees out. It was more than a drizzle, but not a rain. It was a rizzle. It was like 50 degrees, and the wind's blowing out of the northwest. It's sucking it through the drive-thru like a wind tunnel. I mean, for me, it's a bad day to have big ears because my lobes are still red.
But at least it didn't mess up your hair.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. There's
See,
always a
silver lining. I'm always looking on the positive side of things. That's just who I am. Well, I got to tell you, though, there was one rather disturbing moment earlier this week.
Really?
Yes. Thursday night, as I was draining the Brussels sprouts. And
that's not a euphemism.
Not a euphemism. That's not like, you know, cussing the lettuce or something. That was really draining the Brussels sprouts there.
All right.
I caught myself humming a Christmas carol.
Oh, my God.
It's a little early for that.
It is.
It was joyous. It was triumphant, but it's a little early.
I think Madison Avenue has sucked you in.
They may have.
And what Christmas carol was it, by the way?
It was a little Jingle Bells for some reason.
Really? Yeah, that's pretty pedestrian of you.
Yeah, and it would be a secular one, you know.
Of course. Now, if
don't
it
get
was
into
angels
that.
We have heard on high, that would be acceptable.
Yeah, it would have been all right to do one of the Jesus Christmas carols, but...
because it's his birthday coming up.
That's right.
I did have something interesting happen at the Beer Mine today, Jay.
Oh, really?
I left the drive-thru unattended, and by unattended, I was back in the cooler stocking some beer because it doesn't stock itself. and then as I walked out the door, I saw the backside of early 50-year-old woman with her nose pressed against the glass of the Coke cooler. And as I'm walking up to her, still behind her, mind you, she hasn't seen me, I said, "Can I help you?" And with her nose pressed against the glass, she said, "Do you have orange, pineapple, banana juice?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Thank you." And then walked away. We never made eye contact. It was the most fascinating thing.
Wow, that's a little odd.
It was, because she was well-dressed, had a cell phone on her hip, and she didn't look like she was, you know, under anyone's direct care or anything. And she just marched out.
But you resisted the urge to sneak up behind her and give her a little slap on the ass, which that's because you're a professional.
The only urge I had was to engage her in conversation to find out why she was like she was. But then my common sense kicked in and I passed on that.
All right. So, we're talking haters this week.
Yes, we are. There's too much hate in the world, and especially not only in your everyday life, but on Facebook, Twitter, all the social media. The haters are just propagating themselves. They're ubiquitous.
That they are. And speaking
of haters,
a couple of the guests who were in the chat room just left. Probably said, "These guys suck."
But
we still have other guests, and we have Dana Lou in there.
We've got Dana Lou, and we've got a guest, and we are the world. And I was going to say haters are ubiquitous, but if there was a hater listening, he would say, "Oh, yeah, what kind of word's that?"
you think you're such an elitist using big fancy words, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to big time us.
You got pockets on your suit coat elbows. Or I guess that would be patches, not pockets.
You're almost as much of an elitist as a student at Northwestern.
Hey, now. Love the Wildcats.
They had a rough day today.
Oh, did they finally get beat? They were ahead. I don't get to see the scores like you because, you know, well, I'm tending to people who want orange, pineapple, banana juice.
You know, I'm also glad you resisted the urge to, you know, saying, "Nope, all we have here is Matt juice."
Well, I may have
that
done
would have
that
been a great moment
hot,
in time.
But she was not hot. She was not hot.
Oh, like that's ever stopped you before.
Yeah, that's a good point. But I have matured.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, haters, people who just are constantly bitching and whining about stuff, just everything that happens, they've got to find the negative, they've got to tweet negative stuff, they got to call Ohio State's offense staggeringly pathetic,
yes.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, why can't you just, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was just saying that's that kind of thing is just uncalled for.
Well, I know, and it's just so tiring. Why can't you just let life happen? Let life happen and let people be happy. But no.
No. Can't do it. It's like after the Arkansas game. Arkansas was down 35-17 at one point early in the third quarter. They come back, win 42-38. And the only thing I see on Twitter is people are linking to this video of a rather large Arkansas fan with no shirt on, a guy. And he's got both arms in the air, and he's swinging his red shirt over his head going, "Woo!" It just wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary to be rude like that, you know. He wasn't necessary either. And then,
they could have shown a picture of the Arkansas football team getting laid by the cheerleaders after
exactly.
that comeback victory. But no,
exactly,
no.
Yeah. They could have showed Tyler Wilson just laying there being attended to by six beautiful cheerleaders after throwing for 500 yards. But no. They show fat Arkansas fan swinging his shirt around.
Of course, they would have had to gotten the beautiful cheerleaders from the Mississippi State squad.
No. See, there you go. You're hating.
There I go. I was hating, wasn't I?
Yeah. It's just because there are no cheerleaders on the Texas A&M side. You know, they have the dudes, the yell leaders. And then, of course, after that came all the gaggy jokes. You know, so the Aggies, they were the gaggies. That was unnecessary. Funny, but unnecessary.
You didn't delight in it, did you?
No, because I was upset. I felt bad for him.
You did. Well, I know how you are. You're very
exactly.
sensitive.
Yeah. And if you
or
do
something.
Delight in them, you do so in private, you know, without celebrating and retweeting them or anything like that.
That's right. Just like people come through the drive-thru and they realize they've given me a hard time looking for change for 3 hours, and they'll say, "You're probably going to call me an asshole, aren't you?" And I always say, "No, not at all, until you leave."
Exactly. Hey, you know what? Old Slider Ballscock has joined us this week with something.
Yes, he has.
Interesting. He's all over this issue.
Oh, Slider's a man. You know, a lot of people, and for those of you who don't know, Slider is our sports director. But he's much deeper than that, Jay, as you know. And he's been doing a semi-regular segment called Slider's Keys to Life. So he's directing his philosophy towards haters this week. So let's give it a listen.
Time for Slider Ballscock's Keys to the Game of Life.
Hi, guys. Slider here. As every professional athlete knows, the surest way to show hate and disrespect to a teammate is to not be upfront and honest with him or her. So, ladies, when your designated hitter hops into your batter's box, don't lie to him and say that it's not the size of his bat that matters, but rather how he uses it. Tell him to drop a couple of insights, and instead of singles and doubles, he'll be swinging for the fences and hitting home runs in no time. And guys, when you're at the tailgate party with your special little cheerleader and she asks if the outfit she is wearing makes her look fat, don't lie to her. Instead, tell her that when she and her girlfriends pose for a wacky human pyramid picture later, she might want to be on the bottom row. And don't stop with that pearl of wisdom. Let your lovable, chubbable gal pal know that a plate full of carrots and celery sticks can be just as delicious and filling as a plate full of hot wings. And let her know a little dab of ranch dressing goes a long way. We're on the same team, guys, so don't hate, appreciate. This is Slider Ballscock with your keys to the game of life.
Oh, that slider.
That was damn near poetic.
Yep, he is. He's always full of all kinds of great information.
Yes, he is. He's always keeping it real.
Definitely.
Yes.
But, you know, I tell you, the haters out there, and I mean, social media is just hater heaven for these guys. Always, you know, they can't stand it if somebody's happy. They can't stand it when people are enjoying themselves, having a good time. They always have to chime in with something, you know, rude or, you know. Or
negative.
You know,
negative.
Something negative. Yeah, just something negative to try to, you know, bring the mood down. Man, I mean, I don't want to name names, but the phone lines are open.
And as they always are, at 661-244-9852. And when you said the word negative, Jay, you know, growing up, when I was 8 years old, I was really a big Richard Nixon fan, even at that time. And I was mad when he cut loose Spiro T. Agnew. It was just a hating thing.
Oh, yeah.
And here was a guy trying to dissuade people from listening to the negativity in this country.
Yeah, and then he goes and gives in to it immediately.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, I can understand. You know, and that's so unlike Nixon, you know, being a really positive guy like he was.
Exactly.
Guy full of, you know, fun and humor. Damn funny man.
God, he was positive 3 decades before O'Reilly and Hannity ever came on the scene. They're just living off his coattails of positivity and righteousness.
Oh, hell yeah. And you know who else is really bad about being haters out there? Hipsters.
Hipsters.
Yeah, these people. They're just, oh, God, anything that's popular, anything that's successful, anything that's, you know, that people like, again, they just, you know, they have to bitch about it. And they say, oh, you know, when they don't list bands that they like because they can't give you their names because you've never heard of them anyway. They have to list the bands they don't like. And it's always going to be U2, and it's going to be Nickelback, and it's going to be, you know, anybody with success, Bon Jovi, they're going to hate Bon Jovi.
Yeah, they call everyone sellouts and commercialists and all that shit. Yeah,
exactly.
next thing you know, that cadre of folks like that probably have their own get together or whatever.
Well, funny you should mention that.
Really?
Because they do have their own little get together.
Oh, geez.
Because they're all in D.C. this weekend for Haterpalooza 2011. And being hipsters, they have to create their own little exclusive hater party.
Wow.
But we have somebody there on the scene. Dick Burns himself is there, and he's ready to provide us with a little bit of a report of what's going on.
Fantastic. We haven't heard from the Dickster in a while.
No, we haven't. He's been busy. I'll just play that right now.
Okay.
Dick Burns here, reporting for I'm With Stupid at Haterpalooza 2011 in Washington, D.C. Currently on stage, spewing hatred in all directions, is ESPN's Skip Bayless. And the crowd is just eating it up. Apparently, they are completely unaware that Skippy hates them more than anyone else in the world. Over near the entrance, they have souvenirs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, hats, and stuff like that, all with funny sayings on them. Things like, your favorite sports team sucks, and you listen to shitty music, and I'm not happy for you. I tell you, folks, these haters are pretty damn clever. Earlier, as the crowd waited for the hate leaders to take the stage, they did a little impromptu chant. The crowd would yell, 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we hate? And then someone would yell, skinny bitches. And the crowd would cheer, and then they'd repeat the chant, 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we hate? and someone would yell, "Mainstream movies!" And the crowd would cheer and on and on and on. So much fun. Also, tonight, there will be a little hipster haters after party. It'll be held at a funky little bar downtown that doesn't advertise and only plays independent artists on the jukebox and serves their own drink creations and nothing else. You've probably never heard of it. Also, they prefer no straight people. I'm just passing along what I've been told. Anyway, that's the scene here at Haterpalooza in D.C., guys. I'm going to sit over here on my blanket and ironically listen to Kings of Leon and see what kind of trouble I can stir up. Back to you in the studio.
Good reporting, as always, from the Dixter, and evidently, Jay, his report elicited a phone call.
I saw that. Let's just take that call.
Yeah, 847, you're on the air.
I figured if you guys were going to talk about haters, I should probably call in.
Oh, have you come across some haters in your day?
No, I was going to say I was a hater.
Really?
Oh. That's very unfortunate, being that way.
No, I'm not. You know better. I'm always looking for the bright side. But there are some haters out there.
And
Tumblr.
You've come across some in your life?
I have.
And how so? What typically...
Feel free to embellish on that, caller. Speaking of which, no, that reminds me. Anybody heard from Snugs lately?
You
know what,
my
though?
Thunder, Jay.
Oh, sorry.
Snugs is minor league compared to the current haters.
Oh, well. Well, you know, as time goes on, you run into the professional haters.
But they get better. Yeah, they learn how to do it better.
They practice.
Know,
they work hard.
Yeah. It starts out as threatening to be a hater, and then they become full-on haters, and it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And how so? Like, what do they say?
What do they say?
They just bitch about everything, don't they?
They do.
Nothing's good.
Everything's bad.
No matter what happens.
Damn hipsters. I don't care what anybody says. Those hipsters are the worst haters.
Oh yeah, they're just the worst people all around. I mean, they're just bad.
Everything's
people.
Great. I mean, how can you drink? How can you drink Pabst Blue Ribbon and think that you're better than anybody?
Yeah, and then look down on my Coors Light when they drink that.
Yeah.
Shit.
And the funny thing about Pabst is, they've been living off the fame of that Blue Ribbon since 1893. What have they done lately?
They've got the hipsters.
And where did they get that blue ribbon? At some county fair right next to a great big fat cow that got another blue ribbon also?
You know it was. You know that was a blue ribbon. It was a county fair blue ribbon.
I'll tell you what, Hayden goes back to the high school days. In fact, probably it's worse back then, because when we were still not of age to smoke, all the cool dudes and cool dudettes, they would buy these god-awful smoking Turkish cigarettes because they were cool and no one else smoked them.
Turkish cigarettes? See, it was clove cigarettes when I was in high school.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Very good.
Oh, the cloves? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I used to smoke clove cigarettes.
Here in Redneckville, they always just smoked the generic, you know, the white packet that just, you know, black lettering that said cigarettes on it.
That's even worse than Basics.
Yeah. Hey now.
But now they smoke those ironically, just like the hipsters
right.
Drinking the Pabst.
Oh,
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want to name names, but I've recently eliminated a hater from my life.
Really?
I eliminated him on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, blocked him on Google. He's one of those people, again, don't want to name names, but he's one of those people that every time anybody, you know, posts something that, you know, like they got a new car or did something or whatever, his response is, that's okay, but I've seen better. Or, mine's better than that. Or, I have a family member who has a much better one than that. And, you know, that one's okay, but, you know, the limited edition is better. It's got more options. You know, that type of guy.
So does the dubster know that?
No. Dubster is the least hating dude in the history of the world.
Yes. Yeah, you actually may be right there.
He's the opposite end of the spectrum.
In fact, a shout out to the Dubster who's cruising down the lonely highway tonight in his rental truck.
Is he making the move tonight?
Making the big move to Texas. He hit the road today.
He's probably in the Texarkana area right now as we speak.
On the road again. he's rolling through Tennessee. I don't know what route he's taking. He hadn't been on Twitter all day. I hope he's okay.
Oh, okay.
He was on Twitter last night long enough for Matt and me to give him some shit.
Lovingly, of course.
Of course. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I thought asking him if he was, you know, taking his house with him when he moved to Texas was a fair question.
Well, is he?
Nope, he's leaving it there.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna hook up a house when he on the back of the truck when he gets to Texas.
And in the meantime, he's got his hound dog tied to the back of the U-Haul. So. Hold on, Gracie, we're almost there.
And he's got some Oak Ridge Boys and Statler Brothers 8 tracks to play in the tape deck. Now, see, some people think that this is hating, but this ain't hating. This is out of love.
I was going to say, that was pure love.
No, and not only that, but people need to understand the difference between hating and stereotyping. Totally not the same thing.
No, and I'll tell you what, Jake, if people would like to find out the difference between the two, they have 2 minutes to call in at 661-244-9852, just like Dana Lee did. See, it's very easy, folks.
Oh, yeah. The more, the merrier. Because we've only got about a minute and a half of the live stream, and then you'll have to come back and listen to the archives to catch the final 15 minutes, which will be full of nonstop jocularity.
As it always is.
Well, I'll tell you, see, there was a situation earlier today where I had retweeted this very lovely young lady. It was an auction tonight down in Little Rock. It's Women and Children First. It's a charity down there for women and children's organization. And they're going to host a little auction, and they're auctioning off all kinds of different things. And she's a model, and they're actually auctioning off a date with her. And so I retweeted it because, you know, I'm a helpful guy like that, and she's hot. And then average chick chimes in and says, do you win a date with the children too?
I saw that.
That's not hating. That's stereotyping. But then I reminded her that this is not Kentucky, and no. See, that's the art of deflection right there. I deflected the hate over to another state.
You turned that frown upside down and you moved on, didn't you, Jay?
I did.
And you still have 30 seconds, so if Mr. Hate Doggy Bloggy is listening to the show by any chance, he could always call in.
Yeah. And you know that person who on my old blog told me that they called me a fat pig and told me they hoped I get cancer and die could call in.
Oh, and the person who sent in the anonymous email to out my Tumblr to my employer could call in.
Hell yeah.
One.
Call right on in. We'd have fun with that.
Yes,
now, that's
we would.
Pure, that's pure hating right there. My hater was really more of a troll. Again, there's a slight difference. Trolls really go for the personal shot, whereas haters just, you know, generally want to bring the mood down and, you know.
Tear the person down. Haters like to tear the person down, make themselves feel better.
Well, yeah.
And that's what it's all about. They're nothing but former high school and junior high bullies who just never made it. And, well,
That's absolutely right, and I'll mark that off my notes right here, as I was going to bring that up, too. Well done.
Thank you.
They are just, you know, actually, they're kind of failed bullies. They wanted to bully people, and they, you know, they found that they can do it online because they won't actually get their ass kicked.
See, that's exactly what it is. They can do it online because they can pretend to be the assholes that they want to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all want to be that kind of an asshole. We all feel like doing it every once in a while, but, you know, most of us resist the urge.
Well.
Most of the time.
However, I never resist the urge, and I go about my business.
I don't always resist the urge either.
Well, you know. I got to tell you, I can't tell you how many tweets and blog posts I have typed up and then deleted. Sometimes it makes you feel better just to type it out and read it to yourself a couple of times and go, man, that was a good one, and then delete it.
I do the same thing, only I usually send it.
Yeah, the time
enter,
to delete.
Delete.
Oops, I hit enter.
And then I blame my Parkinson's. Because I didn't really want to hit enter. It was my hand was shaking so much.
Yep, sorry, had a little Michael J. Fox moment.
Exactly.
Coming on through.
I had one too many NOSes today. I didn't mean it. In fact, tonight I think Uncle Charlie will get
because you can't have Hater Palooza without Uncle Charlie.
No, you can't. And I'm going to tell him how I liked our time in that hotel room in Raleigh.
You know, sometimes I see people tweet things that hit a little close to home that kind of bother me. You know, I mean, usually you sit there and you see the haters and they'll tweet something about, I don't know, Detroit or about the you know, Minnesota Vikings collapsing. And, you know, kind of laugh, you know, because it's true and stuff. But then they'll say things like, you know, once again, men, jorts are never acceptable. And I go, hey. Or they tweet something like, who the hell are these rednecks watching Swamp People and keeping it on the air? And I'm going, me?
Doesn't everybody love Swamp People?
I would hope so, but apparently. Probably some hipsters that don't.
Yeah. Well, they're probably watching Dance Moms or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And anytime somebody tweets something along the lines of, that dude needs to mix in a salad every now and then, I think, you know, it's getting a little personal here. Getting a little personal.
But, you know, the thing is, Jay, they're not haters because they always add, I'm only doing this because I care about you.
That or remember that if you put the winky face on at the end, then it's okay.
That's right.
Or if you say, just saying, That makes it okay, too.
Yeah,
or
that makes it funny.
Or the JK hash mark, you know, for just kidding.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep, you can say anything you want when you do that.
Yeah,
I
get a lot of those on Twitter that say, I hope you die soon, or rather now, JK.
Exactly, which is basically if you grew up in the South, people would say things like that to you, then say, bless your heart, and that made it all okay. You know, well, that's just the stupidest guy I've ever met in my life. Bless his heart.
Maybe we should start a BYH hashtag.
Yeah. See if people can figure it out. People in the South should be able to.
I was going to say, Southern folks would get it.
Yeah.
Even politicians are great at hating, because if they don't like someone, they always, during a debate, they'll always open it up with, well, with all due respect to Governor Romney.
Exactly.
He's a piece of shit.
Or somebody like Bill O'Reilly with all due respect to Pope John Paul II, the man is insane. He's crazy. He's a loon. That actually happened one time, by the way. I mean, no disrespect, and then he went on to disrespect the hell out of the guy.
Wow.
Yeah, but I could just see, like, my grandmother would say something along the lines of, I can't believe these lame kids are still listening to Convoy by C.W. McCall. Bless their heart. And I'll be over the corner going, it was the 6th of June on the dark. Oh, shit, I can't even do the fucking words. It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in Kenworth, all in logs. God, I had that set up, too. See,
Jay, that sounded kind of like when John Bok Choivy was trying to sing Crazy Twain.
See, I tell you, that's the difference between us and these other podcasts. They tape theirs, they go in, they edit them, and you think, oh, look at us, we never screw up. Us, fuck it, we do it live. And we
just
let
like
it just sit there.
Yeah, just like Slider Ballscock, we're keeping it real.
That's right. And if I'm sitting here on the air and I say that Captain from Captain and Tennille is dead and he's actually not, oh, well.
Oh, I forgot. I just snorted. I forgot about that.
Had to run a correction the next week. It's okay, though.
On page 18, of course.
Of course.
We wish Daryl Dragon all the best in his recovery.
Yeah. Last week we mentioned that Daryl Dragon was dead. Unfortunately, he's not. Anyway, you want the final score from the Ohio State game?
Oh, yeah. Lay it on me.
Michigan State 10, Ohio State 7.
Damn it, they scored.
Yes, they did. They scored a cheap one late, and Michigan State was laying back and let them score.
But Michigan State won, and it's a final?
It is a final.
Oh, as soon as the show's over, I'm doing some hating on Facebook. Let me tell you. And
yep.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to continue to hate tomorrow because there's going to be so many sad, teary-eyed faces coming through the drive-thru.
And you know what? I really can't believe that you don't have T-shirts from all the other Big Ten schools.
God, that's
that
a good idea.
That you could wear in the event that they beat Ohio State in Columbus.
Well, I'll tell you what. Instead of Facebook, I'm running to Walmart as soon as the show's over and getting me a Michigan State jersey.
I bet those are illegal in Ohio.
Yeah, well.
There's an entire state hating right there.
And Dana and listeners, if you don't know, if you don't watch college football, Ohio State fans are the most, and Jay, tell me if I'm not right. They are the most insufferable people in the world.
They absolutely are. It's not even close.
I'm pretty sure when I was in Bagwine that I saw like a truck with an Ohio State door painted. I don't know. It was bizarre.
Well, it was probably a magnet on their door. We've got thousands of them that come through. Oh, my God. They fly.
Do you rip
flags.
Them off as they drive through?
No. No, I don't want to touch it.
Oh, yeah, those flags that the people put on their car, you know. God. We've got the Arkansas flags all around here, the Arkansas Razorback flags, and, of course, the American flag, because not only are they superior fans, but they're better Americans, too.
And the American flag's probably flying just under the rebel flag, isn't it?
Just under, yes. And they really break out the rebel flags on Martin Luther King's birthday.
Of course they do. They're just celebrating.
The town is just awash with them, yeah.
Celebrating history.
Yeah, you know, that reminds me. It was Harvest Homecoming this weekend. I didn't even go down there.
Ooh.
I should have gone down there to check and see if they had the rebel flag stand, because they had one last year. That's all he sold was... He sold Arkansas flags and rebel flags. There were no American flags for sale in his booth.
Was Lee Greenwood down there for Harvest Day?
God. Unfortunately, they won't stop playing that damn song. He's still getting enough royalties that he doesn't have to stoop to play Harvest Homecoming.
And he's always got Branson to fall back on.
He does. Oh, speaking of Branson, here's somebody you won't be hating on. Anne Margaret is going to play Branson.
Oh, man.
On the stage at the Andy Williams Theater.
That's a little racy for Branson, isn't it?
About 35 years past her prime, but she still looks good.
I know she does.
I don't know. How old is she? She's in her 60s, isn't she?
Oh, she's got to be pushing 70, I would think.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. That'd make her right up her alley. Are you still there, Dana?
I'm still here.
Oh, she's kind of speechless after the Anne Margaret stuff.
I thought Anne Margaret and Captain from Captain and Tennille had met the same fate, but apparently not.
Oh,
or apparently so.
Yeah. Yes, they have. The people who others think are dead category.
Right.
She just turned 70 this year.
She should be dead.
Yeah,
well,
that would make her... Now,
go ahead.
I was going to say, that would make her 56 years past Miley Cyrus's prime.
But I'm thinking maybe Dana and Shroop should start a club together. Then the people who we thought were dead club.
Yeah.
I was getting a little worried about you where you were going with that one, but okay.
Actually, I was too.
I was like, hey.
You guys are hating, aren't you? You're hating.
Celebrating. We're celebrating.
Celebrating. That was very good.
Well, we got 1 minute left in the show. I've got the arm roast and carrots and taters in the slow cooker.
I've got to go take a kid to homecoming dance.
Oh, yeah.
Woohoo!
So where are you guys going to eat first? Oh, you mean you're going to just drive him to the dance? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
I never went to any of my homecoming dances or prom or anything like that.
Really?
No, not one.
You know why, Jay?
Haters.
Haters, that's right.
He didn't smoke those clove cigarettes, that's why.
That's right.
Everybody else was out there having fun, and I was just home suffering with heartache. All right. 9 seconds, so
Oh, shoot.
Thanks for calling, Dana.
Yeah, yep. Thanks, Dana. Thanks, everyone,
bye.
For listening. Jay, I'll talk to you later.